Public opinion polls show that President Bush's approval ratings are slipping. An NBC Wall Street Journal poll out today has his approval rating at 54%. A Washington Post ABC poll this week has it at 58%. In several surveys, majorities of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the economy, and support for a war in Iraq is dropping. It appears that the public has more patience than the president has with the pace of the weapons inspections in Iraq. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
President Bush's approval ratings may be dropping, but they're still historically high in most recent polls. The results suggest he has his work cut out for him, however, as he gets ready to deliver next week's State of the Union address, a major opportunity to convince Americans that his policies on the economy and Iraq will make them safer and more prosperous. As the president's poll numbers have softened, Democrats have become more hopeful and emboldened. Strategist Mark Melman argues the trend is bad for Mr. Bush.
A few months ago, he was at 88%. He's now at 58%. A majority of people disapprove of the job he's doing on the economy. So while being at 58 is certainly not a bad place to be, on the other hand, you lose any claim to status as a minor deity at that point. Just a few months ago, people were suggesting this president had a complete grip on the American public. The president's a regular politician, a regular president now, and the trend is in a negative direction for him.
But Republicans are not nervous. Months ago, the president's director of polling, Matthew Dowd, predicted that Mr. Bush's poll numbers would come down naturally from his astronomical post-9/11 ratings and settle just about where they are today. Republican pollster Glenn Bolger points out that most parties would be thrilled to have a president in the position George W. Bush is in today.
If we as a party have a president leading the ticket who's at 59% approval going into the election, he wins re-election and he wins re-election handily. So that's number one. Number two is the focus has to be on the economy in terms of getting the president's numbers back up, is getting the economy turned around. And, you know, that's obviously very difficult for any politician to do.
It's the economy that worries Bolger, not Iraq, even though in a recent ABC Washington Post poll, 43% favored giving the UN inspectors as much time as they wanted, as opposed to what the Bush administration wants, a strict time limit.
People's opinions on a war with Iraq vary day to day, and there will certainly be a rally around the president and rally around the flag effect if the war were to commence.
Andy Kohut, the director of the Pew Research Center, says it's not that simple.
Well, there will be a rally around the president if we go to war. The question is, how long will it last? Will it hold up if there are a lot of casualties? Will it hold up if this turns into a very difficult place to manage after a military victory? It's very unclear.
In Kohut's poll earlier this month, only 42% said the president has convinced them that war is necessary. That's down from 52% right after Mr. Bush spoke to the United Nations in September.
The White House still has to sell the war. There's latent support for it. People are still worried about terrorism and think that Saddam Hussein is a real danger to the world and a real danger to that very unstable region. But they're not convinced yet that the president has given them enough information and enough evidence that we should risk the lives of men and women.
The administration appears to understand it has to work harder. Recently, top officials have been stepping up their efforts to make the case for military action to the American people and to the allies. But the president may be facing an increasingly skeptical public on Iraq and on domestic issues, according to Andy Kohut.
The president's success in the midterms didn't result in a sea change in opinion about him. It reflected the fact that he was able to galvanize the votes of core Republicans who still support him at high levels. His problem is that independents are beginning to have a more divided opinion about him, and the Democratic opposition is certainly there if Democratic leaders can ever tap into it.
But so far, Democrats have not found a way to turn doubts about Mr. Bush's policies into a critical mass of disapproval. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.